Chapter 50. A score of days had gone since the banishment. The lake shore rang to the sounds of late evening merriment. Coloured lanterns were hanging from the trees, reflecting a mass of orange, pink, blue and gold lights upon the calm waters. Stars twinkled above, woodlanders danced below. Garlands of flowers were strewn everywhere, and delicious smells came from the great fires at the lake margin. Martin awakened to the sounds of Gonf singing.
Let no foul beast give one command, I'll say, oh no, not me. My back bends to no tyrant's rule, hey friends, this mouse is free. Free has a sound, it rings around, a lovely way to be. So dance or sing, do anything, you're free, 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 free.
That's what he think, Garmfin. You tell him, missus.
Gonf, come and help me get the stopper off this strawberry wine right away.
Immediately, my Columbine, oh nurse of warriors and charming mouselet, I'm coming, my little candy chestnut.
There were roars of laughter. Timberlisto flopped down on the edge of Martin's blankets.
So you're awake, mate. The abbess said it'd be some time today.
Martin smiled and grasped his friend's paw.
Don't worry, I'm back now. How long have I lain here?
Before Timberlisto could answer, Ferdy and Cogs dashed up.
Ha! So you're awake, sleepyhead?
Ferdy teased.
Yes, fancy dozing up when there's a party,
Cogs added. The abbess and Bella came over, decked in flowers and carrying a bowl of woodland vegetable soup, which the old mouse started feeding to Martin from a ladle.
Good evening, Martin. Don't answer. Just keep eating. We want you up and about as soon as possible.
The warrior mouse did as he was bidden. Soon all the woodlanders had gathered around him.
Look, Martin's awake now.
My, my, doesn't he look well?
Lively as pepper and strong as ale.
Ahoy there, shipmate.
Well, how do you feel, champion of Mossflower?
Bella chuckled happily. Martin gazed about him at the friendly faces and smiled through the tears falling from his eyes.
Good to be alive, Bella.
There was a loud cheer. Then the voices poured in thick and fast.
Guess what, matey? While you were asleep, I wedded Columbine.
Yes, Gonf's given up being a thief. I've seen to that.
Ah, we found them a place, you know, while we were out on border patrol down south along the path. It's just inside the woods.
Yes, it's a tiny old church called St. Ninian's or some such. How it came there, goodness knows. It's all overgrown and rickety.
Oh, my Gonf will soon fix that up.
Hey, matey, have you noticed that the lake's gone down a bit? Skipper and Logalog have practically refloated woodchip.
Indeed they have. Before summer's out, we'll be shipping stone down from the quarry near Gengivere's farm.
Have you heard? We're going to build a great stone abbey.
A huge place where we can all live together.
Right at the side of the path, not far from where Gonf will be living with Columbine.
Bella waved her paws for order.
Hush now. Go and enjoy yourselves. Our warrior has fallen asleep listening to your chatter.
The fires burned low, though the festivities continued on the lake shore as the sounds of happiness drifted up into the soft summer night, travelling on to the places beyond the stars where legends live.